I'm your host, Shizan, and on The Skinny, we get down to the nitty-gritty of living your best and empowered life now. I'm a wife, mom of two, daughter, sister, friend, and mompreneur. So I know from experience that as women, we have many shoes to wear, and it's not just the ones in our wardrobes. This season, we're going deep with lady chats and girl talks about topics that impact our multifaceted lives as women daily. Funny how some people think that just because we have strong opinions about our style and fashion, that we won't, can't, or don't have strong opinions about what's going on around the world and in the news. Well, we crush all of that on The Skinny. And yes, that definitely includes style, fashion, and beauty too. So let's hit it, because it's showtime. Hello, hello, hello. It is what? Season two of The Skinny. Oh my God, I am so happy to be doing the first episode. I'm so excited to be here. And oh my God, this is so good. I'm so happy. All right. Thank you for listening. If this is your first time enjoying The Skinny, know that season one is available for you to catch up and get the vibe. If it's your first time here, it's going to be good for all the past listeners, my Skinny family. Thank you so much for coming back. We are here, and this is so big to me. It's so big. So yes, at last, the launch of season two, and I'm so excited this season. Have I said that like 10 times already? And all that's ahead. It's just going to be good. Okay. This season, we're going to have the nitty-gritty chit-chat, and we're going to get straight to it right now. And on the show today, I'm spilling the beans on season one. Lessons that I've learned. Why the long break between season one and now season two? And then finally, of course, we've got to, you know, tap into the whole thing of never giving up, because we won't. We're just not going to give up. So let me get straight to it. Season one. Let's talk about season one. What a fantastic time that was. And I've learned so much from scratch. I literally learned from scratch. It was a completely new platform for me. And through the first few shows or more, four or more, I was shaking. I felt like my vocal cords were literally like vibrating as I was getting through the shows, but everything was just so new. And the visual of that was like a sandwich of nerves on one side, excitement on the other, and me squished in the middle, because I was so excited about what I was doing and so excited about the topics that we talked about, and topics pertaining to women and, you know, women empowerment and being natural and beautiful and loving all of that. And then also dressing up and, you know, getting glam and loving that and how to spend our money wise and all of those different things that we talked about. I loved every bit of it, all the quotes and just research and all of that information that I gained in addition to the technical side of it was so remarkable. And I had a production team out of New York, and it was so amazing. I'm so grateful for them, because the learning experience for me was smooth. They were so kind and forthcoming with whatever I needed, the information, and so willing to share. So that was such a blessing for me. And this season, I'm so happy and proud to be the executive producer of this show, Lil' O' Me. It comes with a lot of responsibility, a lot more responsibility, but responsibility that I am so excited about, because this, you know, it's a lot goes in your lap when all aspects of it is all up to you. So one of the things that I want to tell you that I also discovered along the way. It definitely isn't and hasn't been completely easy, but everything that I've learned is mine, and no one can ever take this away from me. It's forever mine. The knowledge is mine. The experience is mine. It's something that I have that I can just continue to grow and continue to build on. So some of the lessons I learned along the way through season one and the months after, during that time, I realized that it's so important to believe in yourself, even when the road's rocky, or, you know, you just start looking at how you're doing things, and then it's just, you start questioning or maybe getting discouraged or whatever it may be. But you got to believe in yourself. Even on those days when you have the down days, take those down days, pull up your socks and pull up your panties the next day, you know, get all dressed up and do what you got to do, but get back on the saddle. And the other important thing that I learned that I definitely think happens to a lot of people, but maybe not sure how to put it into perspective or to put it into action, I realize it's so important for us to not believe in or depend on or trust in others more than we believe, depend, and trust in ourselves. No matter how official they are, no matter what company they're running, what company they have, or it may seem to have, or, you know, how large they are. Because a lot of times when you're dealing with other people, because you see them in a position where you probably are not knowledge of, that's not your strong point, or they're in a position to put your career forward or somewhere, some other area in your life forward, representing you, managing you, whatever it may be. Many times we then like kind of hand over that trust to them in such a way that we're actually, you know, taking away from ourselves, you know, and that is something that when you get to the end of that road, if for whatever reason, it didn't turn out to be the way that they said it would have or the way they proposed it to be, there's so much more loss when you have given over a part of yourself to someone else or to another company and they don't deliver. And you realized, oh my God, what was I thinking? Why did I doubt myself? All of this stuff. And, you know, all of the backpedaling that has to happen or that we just naturally go through. So the key thing that is like the major, major thing is to don't forget about ourselves. And even though we may not be as far ahead as we want to be or desire to be at the very moment, like right now, just don't forget about ourselves. Don't lose belief in ourselves or don't underestimate ourselves. So I think I've worn that one down to the ground with just saying, believe in ourselves, depend on ourselves and continue to trust in ourselves as much as, or even more than we do in others. So why the long break? Let's just get to it. Okay. It was a conscious decision to take these months off between season one and now. All right, one of the things that I learned, here's another lesson I learned. Well, it's not a lesson, but it's a thing that I learned over season one, that I would meet other hosts of other shows, podcast shows and so forth. And in having conversations, I realized that in their show, when they do their show, they edit their shows afterwards, like they will cut pieces, you know, they edit it down where it's like if there was a mistake or a flub or a burp or whatever, they cut that stuff out of it and edit everything at the end. So when I began doing this, I didn't even have that in my mind as an option to like edit after. So I actually went into it, I guess the reference that says it's like running a live show. there is no rooms for correction. So in my mindset, when I started doing this, which they brought to my attention, was putting a lot of pressure on myself, which now I'm completely fine with because that's how I learned it. But I went into it like, oh, as soon as we're done with this, this is going up. You know what I mean? It's like the editing team is going to slap some music on there and that's as far as it goes. But as far as within the show, there was nothing being edited. So I learned after, which I'm appreciative for. I'm grateful that I didn't know that before because I guess I learned a harder, I was learning a harder process, but that's now all I know. So that's just what it's going to continue being. So whatever little flubs and mistakes and mishaps and whatever it may be that you may hear along the way, that's just it. That's just how it's going to be because I just want to give you the real deal. And, you know, this season, it's going to be really real. I'm going to keep it real. If I get a hiccup, a cough, a sneeze, a burp or whatever, I'll apologize, but I'm just going to keep it moving. I'm not going to be editing, you know, a whole bunch of stuff afterwards because it's just the flow. I'm here with you. We're talking. We're running our ideas and perspectives and, you know, our thoughts on different things and just keeping it 100 this season and the other seasons to come. So again, back to why the long break. Yes, it was a conscious decision that I made to do this. And my reason for it was honestly for my kids and my family and also for me, because for the past 9 years, it's been 9 years since I've been able to give my family my undivided and uninterrupted attention. So I've been working with CNN for so many years prior. And if you know, were a part of season one, then you knew I retired / resigned a couple of years ago. And so that was a lot of being on call, rushing, you know, traveling, and all of the great things that I wished and dreamed for were happening. And as time was going on, it was happening more and more and more on the other side of what I wished and dreamed for with my children and my family was happening, and life's evolving. And what was happening is one was pulling me away from time with my family the way that I would desire for it to be. So I resigned, and that was just to, you know, fill in the people who haven't been here since season one. And so that prompted me to make that decision to step away from working full-time in this manner. And it also was a huge decision, which we've all faced and probably going to face, about stepping away from that format and stepping into stepping, however it is, but going after the other goals in your life and going after the other things in your life, taking the big leap, you know? So that all happened and coordinated itself around the same time, which is what I did. But then this past summer, I realized that, hey, for all of these years, my amazing family that has just been so great along the way with all that I've had to do and running and all of these different things, that I wanted to just give them all of me as mommy, all of me as wife. And so I did. And it wasn't easy because it sounds wonderful and all of this stuff. But then when you start doing it after you've been working for such a long time, I always, you know, laugh and joke around where it's like the only time I've had one job in my life is when I got my first one. And then after that, it's always been multiple things happening at the same time, going after all of these goals that I've had set for myself. And I'm so grateful to God that I can say I've achieved so many of them. And the goals that I have not achieved are new goals that I've just set for myself over the past, you know, couple of years or past few years that I started adding to the list as I was checking the other things off. And so Huge blessing to have this opportunity to do that. But you don't realize the mental side of that is also a factor. And so making that decision to stop all projects, which I did, I wasn't working on the skinny. I wasn't working on my newsletters that were going out monthly. I wasn't working on the blog. I wasn't working on gathering footage for on air or nothing. I mean, like, it was a shutdown. And for some people, you know, it's like, what? You're crazy. Or the others are like, okay. Or, you know, what's the big deal? Just stop. But their mental side, when your system is so used to working, it's not just an overnight thing to just shut everything off. When your system is like a go-getter system, you're always going after something. It's hard to just come to this screeching halt. So I didn't know that. But that's a lesson I learned. And so what that manifested as was guilt. It was this guilt of not working, this guilt of not being on a project. And so in the beginning, you know, after the initial excitement of like, whoo, yes, put the phone down, lock the computer, close the office, everything's, you know, off the table. That started slipping in there. And so I had to quiet the guilt that came with me not constantly working on a project or not constantly working as I have been for so many years. And it was not overnight, because at first I had to realize that that's what was happening. And then I had realizing the fact that this time was actually a gift and an answer to prayer. And I didn't want to miss out on my blessing, because, you know, for so many years, all of us working mothers, all of us working wives, all of us young females that are entrepreneurs, not married, no children or whatever, we're working our butts off and we're going and we're doing and doing and doing and all of this stuff that we want to achieve, whether we're in school, in college, whatever it is, we're just going. And so during this time, sometimes we want to catch our breath. We want a vacation. We want to stop. We want to put our foot up. We just want to read quiet. Nobody, don't talk, nothing. Turn the TV off. Or we want to just lay there and watch movies, you know, and be uninterrupted. We just want to stop. So sometimes those things in our minds for so long seems like this big, huge thing that we want to do that we can't do. But then when the opportunity, see, I won't edit that. When the opportunity presents itself for you to be able to do whatever that thing is that you desire to do, then the worst thing that can happen is that you're so consumed mentally with all this other stuff that you don't appreciate, see it, recognize it, or live it as the blessing that it actually is. You know, and so I was so grateful when I realized it in that way. It was such a relief to me. And I was so grateful also because it didn't end up being a situation where I would look back with regret later that I didn't appreciate the time or I didn't appreciate the blessing, you know, of this moment of being able to do this. And so it's such a tricky thing. It's like I had to give myself permission. So weird, like the things that we go through, you know, mentally, the battles that we have as people or as women. Like I had to give myself permission to shut that part of my brain off, the guilt part, you know, and also give myself permission to acknowledge it as a gift, and it's okay. It's fine. It's not, you know, I wasn't failing in life, or I wasn't giving up my career life, or I wasn't like, you know, completely throwing in the towel on everything else and just saying, okay, you know, this is what I'm going to do. And that, if that's what I wanted to do too, that would have been fine. You know what I mean? But, I'm just going to tell you, this mama over here, my brain, my brain is a busy brain, and I like setting goals. I like achieving goals, and some of my goals become even more and more challenging to achieve. And then, you know, you have those times where you're like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? Why do you feel the need to do this? But when something's just in your veins and you know it's something that's supposed to come to life in your life, it, what did I just say? I'm just kidding. Something that's supposed to come to life in your life. You know what I mean? It's just not going to go away. Bottom line, it's just not going to go away. So that comes to never giving up. That's the other thing that I wanted to let you know right now. Season 2, episode 1, On the Skinny, We're Here, was not a one-hit wonder. I just did not want this to be one of those scenarios where it was just like one season and disappear, or you know what I mean? It wasn't that when I started it, and I don't want it to be that, and I don't want to give it over to that. So I did not give up, and we're never giving up. And I'm just going to be completely honest and letting you know that I have thought about it. I have thought about throwing in the towel a time or 10, 20, maybe even 50 throughout my lifetime, 100. Who knows? But yeah, definitely thought about that. And even over this past summer, it comes to your mind. And there are a couple of things that were and still are very high on my dream and goal list for myself that I, you know, you set a goal and you're working on certain things and you think that they would come into fruition by now or by a certain time. And so some of those things have not played out yet. Yet, I say, with a capital Y-E-T. And so I always say as many, you know, the real of it is, look, we have quotes all over the place. And as many positive quotes and affirmations that are readily available in our minds or immediately come to mind or, you know, that we say, we're humans. We're not robots. None of us have it perfectly together. None of us have it, you know, perfectly done where it's like, we know how to balance everything or we're, you know, perfect at being a wife or perfect at being a mom and, you know, balancing the kids and all of it. No, we don't. We don't. And guess what? We won't. You will not. Okay. And the great surrender and savior of this all is realizing that we don't and we won't. All we can do is do our best and try to encourage and empower each other to continue doing our best, because every single day is a learning process. Every single day is a new day with new tricks and new unexpected things that you just don't even anticipate sometimes until it happens. So we're constantly learning. So the perfection thing, out the window. Not here. If you're looking for perfection, you won't find it here on The Skinny. You won't find it with me, Shazan. And all we're doing is trying to be our best selves. And, you know, and keeping it real. And when we fail, when I fail, I'll tell you. And you know, we'll have our down days and our up days, and then we'll just keep moving from there. So, because we're going to face disappointment, be discouraged, be rejected, you know, feel like we've been, or not even feel like, but have been taken advantage of, and on and on and on. But after all of that happens and we allow ourselves the time we need to gather ourselves again, the bottom line is we're not going to give up. Don't ever give up. Never give up. You know, that's just how we roll over here on The Skinny. So some great things are in store for this season. We're going to be covering topics about empowering us ladies. I'm going to be getting real and deep on matters of our lives as women, moms, wives, boss ladies. Career women, entrepreneur, mompreneur, ladypreneur, whatever your preneur is. But yeah, we're going to dig deep. We're going to talk about some things. We have so much going on in the world already. I don't want this. This will not be a platform for Debbie Downer and the negativity. Not. I'm trying to look at the good things in life. The reality, look at some of the reality. Unfortunately, it's not all beautiful and wonderful, but we're not going to stay in that pool, because as many bad things that are going on, there are still so many amazing and beautiful things happening. There's still so many wonderful, kind, and loving people that are in this world. And so to create that balance, I love to focus on that. So it's like, you know, good news with Shazan. But yeah, that's what's going on. Just giving you a run of what's going down for season two on The Skinny. Thank you again so much for being here. I just want to thank you in the midst of it all. But great news is now we're on SoundCloud as well, which is an app that you can have on your Android phone. Because I know last season it was either Shazan.com for the Android listeners, and for the Apple listeners, then they had iTunes. So now we're on iTunes and SoundCloud. That's something that I'm not sure which one you're listening from, but for the convenience of our Android listeners, then you can listen through SoundCloud, or you can still, whether no matter what platform, you can always go to Shazan.com and listen to the shows there as well. And please don't forget to rate and review the show. Please, please, please. I didn't realize in season one that this was such an essential part of being on these platforms, but I learned. And so now I'm reminding you, or letting you know if you weren't aware before, that we definitely love and appreciate and thank you in advance for rating the shows and giving a review of the show. And we love stars. Anything that twinkles and sprinkles and shines, it's just fine with me. So yes, that's something that we've added. And of course, follow us on Instagram at Shazan. Shayzon. It's really simple. And also at The Skinny Podcast, SKINNI Podcast. And of course, Shazan.com is the main port for everything that we do. So see you over there. Send me messages, communicate if you have questions about the show, if there's something interesting that you would love to hear on the show, if you want to be on the show and you have something that you'd love to talk about, by all means, reach out to me. We'd love that. There's so many fascinating people. And then I'm going to be getting into topics that pertain to us, like the entry of the show said, just because we love the way we look, or we want to be better at the way we look, or, you know, care about our presentation, doesn't mean that we don't care about other factors, important factors in our lives as women. What's happening with our children? What's going on at the school? What's happening, you know, to our families? What's happening to us as women? What's going on with our finances, our weights? What's going on? You know, how can we be healthy? How can we be empowered? How can we be, you know, mentally where we need to be? Tapping into all of that this season and trying my very best to keep the interviews very interesting for you guys, and making sure that the interviews are actually beneficial, inspirational, and encouraging for you. That's it. Episode one. That's a wrap. We've made it. And you have been listening to The Skinny with me, Shazan. Thank you so much for sharing this time with me. As always, remember, you have the right and deserve to live a beautiful and empowered life. Stay tuned for next week's podcast. Fridays at 8 a.m., new podcasts are up. And you can always go back and listen if you missed it at that time. Hugs and kisses. Mwah.